bad at it. Okay, I brought it to Nana Padion.
Padion?
Yes. This is it. Nana?
What, darling? You're kissing the chair? Why are you kissing the chair?
Yes.
Should we open the curtains?
Yes. Up and down. Ready?
Yes.
Ready.
You want to jump?
Jump.
Oh, you're jumping. Thomas jumping?
Yes. Thomas jumping.
Are you going to be a good boy today?
Yes. Oh!
Let me try to check.
You want a Purdy?
Purdy?
Yeah.
I'm writing a check for Purdy? No, I don't think so. I'm writing a check. Pay a bill.
What is this?
It's the top of Mummy's pen.
It's done.
Want it on?
Yes.
Right, it's on
there. No. Up, down.
Well done, you've taken it off.
Yes. Oh, what's this?
Well, it's the top of the pen, Thomas.
Put the pen up.
Just a minute, darling. Just wait till Mummy's finished writing. Right, shall we wave Daddy off? He's going to work now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come and wave Daddy off. He's going to work.
Watch the window.
Watch your window. You're going to watch from the window.
Watch.
Have a nice day.
Yes, bye.
Oh, Daddy. Shall I pull the blind back so you can see Daddy go?
Wheels? Yes. Whoa, no move. And then,
they'll move! They're not moving at the moment, are they? But they will when Daddy gets in the car and starts the engine.
Yes. Round and round.
Round and round, is that what they'll do? That's what the mixer did.
And then?
Yes.
Plays. A big noise.
A big noise?
Tractors. A big noise.
Oh, yes, we saw two tractors yesterday, didn't we? There was a big noise. We were waiting for a bus, weren't we, on the main road? And two very big noisy tractors came past.
No.
Yes, right, you're going to wave bye-bye to Daddy now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Daddy.
And then a tractor.
Yes. Right, he's gone. Are you going to wave again?
Bye-bye.
Look, the postman's just put something through Sue's letterbox. Can you see him?
And then a big bang. Yes.
Well, do you think that's what happened in Sue's house when he put something through the letterbox?
Oh, a big bang!
think really, Thomas, the postman probably doesn't make a big bang. I think the big bang is when we're posting letters, because you open the door and then shut it loudly, don't you, so you can post some more letters. We'll have to see what he brings to us.
Red door. Red door.
Has he gone to a house with a white door?
Yes.
Oh yes, there are two white doors there. Look, he's crossing the road now. It looks like he might be coming to see us.
What's in the window?
No, don't climb any higher into the window. You can watch it from where you are.
Daddy's coming.
Who's coming?
And then
Daddy's coming.
Daddy's come home?
Yes. Why's Daddy come home? He must have forgotten something. He's not been gone many minutes, has he? Yellow lolly. Now I'm going to make some orange juice.
No, Mum.
Oh, yes, and the postman's coming as well.
And the box is
coming. Well, Thomas is disappointed now because that didn't come through the letterbox.
Oh, that's, I'm very sorry.
That's for you as well.
Wolf!
Can you hear Alice next door barking? Mummy's coughing as well, but Alice was barking because the postman came.
And then the boxes.
And then. Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, when Daddy goes.
There's a big lorry on the way around as well, cleaning the grates, I think.
Oh, right. And we had the road sweep around the other day.
Watch him.
You'd like to watch him? I'll tell you what, Daddy, could you post that through the letterbox, please? And then Thomas will pick the post up. Bye-bye again. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
A Thomas.
Just watch in a minute. Daddy's going to post something through the letterbox.
A Thomas.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Yes, he's going to post it through so you can pick it up. No, don't put that up down. Just leave that.
Thomas. I got it, Thomas.
Two letters through the box. I say.
And I'm not coming.
No, I don't think there are any more coming. There were just two letters. You're going to wake Daddy off again now?
No, boxes.
Well, let's wake Daddy off.
No, boxes.
No, the postman's been. Now that's all there is this morning.
And then?
Go back towards the window and wake Daddy off.
And then?
Yes?
And then?
Go back towards the window. Do you not want to wake Daddy off? No, I don't want to wake him. Bye-bye, Daddy, again.
Boxes, band.
Bang of boxes. Yes, it does make a bang, doesn't it, when the letters come through. Lily wants to go out there. She's at the other door.
What's the matter, Thomas? I want to see the bun. And then, this is that.
Mmm.
And then, yes, yeah. Mmm. White door.
You want to? Well, no, we can't post anything else, Thomas, because we're on this side of the door. The post goes from outside into the house. Let's get to the door and let Peggy out. No, we can't post anything else, Thomas. The postman's been. That's all there is today. He's just brought two letters. Do you want me to set up your postbox so you can post the letters in here?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please, right.
On the box is the post.
Yes, don't touch anything else from that pile. That's all things Mummy needs to deal with this morning.
And then the box is... The right box. A big one.
Yes, you've got a big envelope and a small envelope, haven't you?
Then look.
Thomas, I don't know what's happened to the box.
No.
I don't know where the box is.
Right, dress.
I found it.
Yes. Mushroom. Post. Coming. Darling.
There we are, it's coming. I couldn't find it.
It's
That's all those things you can post, can't you?
Yeah.
We've not played this for a few days, have we?
No. Big envelope.
A big envelope?
Yes.
Envelope, I think that's the word you're looking for. Isn't it?
I'm going
to put the kettle on to boil now.
And just a challenge. Lillian, a baby coming. Lillian?
Yes?
Okay. Yes, for Daddy.
Oh, is that for Daddy, that letter?
A Big Ben.
Big Ben.
And then, yes, for that. Okay,
your name. Oh, you're being a good boy with hosting those, aren't you?
Yes, it's Big Ben.
Shall we change the date on the calendar, look? Wednesday. 28th, today?
Thomas.
Thomas, you want to change it? Oh, we've changed it already, look. That said Tuesday.
Today.
And that said 7. It said Tuesday, the 27th of July, but we're moving it. Returning that, so that says Wednesday. And that says 8 to make it Wednesday, 28th of July.
Eight.
And what happens on Wednesdays? Does Mummy go to work on Wednesdays?
Nana, Dad, Mum.
That's right, Nana and Grandad come. So they're coming today, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they're coming.
So are you going to be a good boy when they come?
No, Mama said no.
You're not going to bang your head?
No.
No, I should hope you know. Do you normally bang your head when they come?
No. What's this? Nana and Dad are come. Boxes.
That's right, you can play this letterbox game with Nana and Grandad, can't you?
Yes.
Well done, you posted them all.
Yes.
We were looking at the date before and saying it was the 28th of July. It's your friend Reardon's second birthday today.
Oh, they're being boxes.
Oh, well, no, these are things that Daddy... Daddy might want to look at, Thomas. These are things that have come that are quite important. There you are, you can post that one. I don't think Daddy wants that.
No.
And you might want that one. Yes, and you want that one because that's from the bank.
Bank.
That's from the bank, that's an important letter.
In the bank.
There you are, you can post that one. Mummy doesn't want that.
No.
Sounds like you're saying, aren't there? There aren't any more we can post, Thomas. We can't post any more, darling. Well, talking of Smarties, we're not going to Reardon's party because Mummy's at work, but we've bought him something, haven't we? And we've got a card for him, so later on, when Mummy's finished work and come home, we'll go to see Reardon.
Try it. Job.
No, you won't be seeing Jake or Joe. Reardon.
Reardon. Job.
And how old's Reardon?
Job.
Reardon's going to be 2. Why are you crying? Why are you pretending to cry? Or you'd like some juice? Just a second. Rose.
And orange. And then...
You're getting the air out. Are you what's on us?
Juice.
No, you've got orange juice now.
Pull on. Video on.
No, you can't put a video on now. You're saying pull on and Pippin on because you'd like to watch their videos.
Maybe.
No, Thomas, no, we can't watch your video now. We're going to change your nappy.
Yes.
And then I think we ought to start thinking about something to eat.
And then we'll watch it. Smarties.
No, I don't think two smarties are what we want to eat. Well, they might be what you want to eat.
You
want
an easy.
Here you are. Have you opened the video cabinets and you were saying here you are?
Mummy, you are lemon.
No, we're not watching a video now, Thomas.
What's a Pippin?
No, Pippin's not on now.
Poe.
No, Poe's not on either. You can watch Tummy Tubbies with Grandma and Grandma later on. It's usually on about 10 o'clock. Do you want that nice yellow envelope? That can go through your letterbox.
Yes.
Well done.
You want me then?
No, Thomas, we're not watching a video now.
Watch up a body, shoot mama. She boring too. You want me then?
What were you singing then, Thomas? Are you singing something from Bob the Builder?
No.
What did you sing? Scoot, Mook and Dizzy?
No.
You do sing that though, don't you?
E-1-1-1.
What do you sing? Scoot, Mook and Dizzy and Rolly too. Lofty and Wendy join the crowd. What else does Thomas sing? It's from Bob Black Sheep. No, and Cecil Marjorie Doe, that's another one you like singing.
Yes! I like to tell me. A helicopter.
A helicopter, can you hear a helicopter? I can hear something. I wondered what it was. It might very well be a helicopter. I'll leave those magazines there, and then Grandma and Grandad have got something to look at, haven't they? What are you watching?
What's I'm seeing a helicopter.
You're watching a helicopter? Is it really a helicopter?
Yes.
No, it's an aeroplane, that.
Where's the helicopter?
Where's the helicopter? It did sound like a helicopter, though, Thomas.
Yeah. A plane.
I think you probably will manage without your nappy being changed, won't you?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please. Do you not like having it changed?
No.
Would you like to come and sit in your chair and have some breakfast?
I too much.
No, you're telling two snorties.
Little thing. Little doctor.
Some breakfast.
Then I ducked.
I think Mummy better get a cloth and wipe this window ledge, haven't she?
Yeah.
Looks like Freddy's been sitting there because there are little paw prints and some fur.
Would
you like to sit in your chair, please?
I do bananas.
Do bananas? You've seen two bananas in a fruit bowl?
Yes.
Shall you get in your chair?
No. With that side. And then a bit that.
Yes, you've got to climb up, haven't you?
With that side.
Big steps, son. You've got to climb up. That's a good boy. Shall we do the straps? You want Lyndon to do it?
Mummy! Jean!
No, that's cheeky calling me Jean. Mummy Jean.
Mama Jean. Papa!
Can you see Purdy? Oh yeah, she's coming back towards the door, isn't she? I think Purdy probably wants her breakfast as well.
Food!
She wants some food. Let's put a Winnie the Pooh bib on you. There we are.
Choo-choo's bridge on. Choo-choo's bridge.
Choo-choo's bridge.
I think it was hungry. With the choo-choo's on. Choo-choo's bridge.
Choo-choo's bridge. Do you want to play with your train and the bridge? Why don't you have something to eat first, Thomas? And then we can play with some toys, can't we? I don't know what's happened to the juice now. Oh, here it is. There's some juice.
Here it is. Juice.
This is the cardboard box that Mummy made into a tunnel and a bridge for you. For a train to go through.
Rain.
If you're having cornflakes with milk there, Tom, you mustn't get the milk onto the cardboard, otherwise it'll smell funny when it gets warm. You'll have to throw it away. Oops! It's noisy, isn't it, when the train landed on the table?
Washing. Yeah, Paddy.
Did you say washing or washing?
Pop.
Pop, you're fastening the trains together.
Pop the bit.
Bye. Oh, Purdy's crying.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Is that what she said? Is lots of noise, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think we'll have to buy some more cornflakes when we go to the shop.
Hello!
Should we need to buy you some more milk as well? I bought milk yesterday, but we seem to have used it.
Hello, one.
I think there's enough there. Yes. Three cornflakes and a drink this morning and this afternoon.
Yes.
Can we get some on our way home?
Where's
the juice gone? It looks like you've dropped it on the floor.
And a bottle.
Did we go shopping in the supermarket yesterday?
Yes. Two Smarties.
Oh, you saw some packets of Smarties, didn't you, in the supermarket? What did we buy? We bought some milk.
Yes.
And some pasta.
Yes.
And some rice.
Yes.
But I think that's all we bought in that shop. We went to the bank. And we went to the chemist, didn't we? And we went to the doctor's, but you missed seeing the doctor because you went to sleep.
No, see him.
No, we went to see Dr. Harrison. And you fell asleep just before when we got to the surgery. And you were asleep all the time I waited in the waiting room. And even when I went through to see him, you were still asleep and you woke up just as we were leaving.
Yes. No bridge.
We'll move the bridge out of the way while you eat the cornflakes. Look, Thomas. Oh, what's that?
A lorry.
It is a big machine, isn't it? That's the noise that we can hear that we thought was the helicopter. Daddy said there was a big machine coming around, didn't he? And he said it was sweeping the road, and I thought that was unusual because they'd been to sweep the road the other day. Do you know what it is? No, it's not a helicopter, it's a lorry.
Hooray!
And it's come to check the street lamps, because look at every street lamp. It's stopping. Can you see it? Let me just move your chair around. There we are. Oh, he's gone out of view now. But he's stopping at every street lamp. And he's lifting something up to each lamp to check it's working.
Yes.
You saw that on Auntie Mabel and Pippin, didn't you?
Yes.
Do you remember the episode where... The light bulb runs out in Auntie Mabel's house?
No touch.
That's right, yes, she said you must never touch the lights, didn't she? And then they went out at night for a walk.
Yes.
And she tripped over a bin bag because she couldn't see it because the street light wasn't working. So she rang the council and some men came out, didn't they? With a truck like that.
Yeah. And bye-bye.
Oh, you're pretending to phone the council? Were you saying hello and having a talk to somebody and then saying goodbye?
Yes.
And then a man came with a machine, didn't he? Just like that one, and he checked the lights.
Yes.
And that's what that man was doing.
No touch, Pippin.
Yes, I think she said if ever anybody saw the door open on the bottom of her lamppost, they mustn't touch it because there are dangerous wires. She said no touch, Pippin, didn't she?
Yes.
And you mustn't touch either if ever you see it. It's like these sockets down here. Those switches, they're electric. And we've told you mustn't touch them, haven't we?
No.
Anything Pippin mustn't touch, anything Pippin the dog mustn't touch, you mustn't touch either. Oh, Purdy.
Purdy.
That reminds me, I was going to wipe the windowsill, wasn't I?
Yes. Daddy, Pippin, no chops.
Pippin, no touch, that's right.
Thomas touch, no.
Thomas touch, no, no. Anything Pippin can't touch, Thomas mustn't touch either. And do you know something, Tommy? If Pippin came to visit us in this house and we took him in the garden, he wouldn't start pulling the flower heads off, would he?
No.
And he wouldn't touch the trees.
No.
And he certainly wouldn't go to the pampas grass and pull handfuls of grass off like you do. No, he wouldn't, Thomas, would he?
No,
but should trees. But if Pippin wouldn't do it, should Thomas do it?
Yeah.
No, we've just talked about this. Anything Pippin doesn't do, Thomas doesn't do. And Pippin would not pull the heads off flowers, would he? No, he wouldn't. Are the cornflakes nice?
Yes. Crunch.
Crunch, is that what they're doing, crunching? They don't crunch quite as much when you've got milk on as when you have them dry.
Linen.
Yes, darling. Crunch, crunch, I can hear Purdy crunching.
Purdy's
crunching, yes. Purdy's old now and she hasn't got a lot of teeth.
No.
You brush your teeth, don't you?
Yes,
And did Auntie Mabel, Pippin, talk about toothbrushing and going to the dentist and making toothpaste?
That. Here it is.
Here it is. Do you remember the day they went to the factory to see the stripes being put in the toothpaste? And Pippin went to the vet to have his teeth checked, and Auntie Mabel went to the vet. No, she didn't. She went to the dentist to have her teeth checked, didn't she?
Who? Oh, Pippin!
Are you telling Pippin off?
Yes.
You brush your teeth, don't you, every morning?
Yes.
And every night?
Oh, no, kissy brush. Pippin!
You sound like you're telling Pippin off for something.
Yes?
What's Pippin done?
Purdy's crunching.
Purdy's crunching, yes.
Thomas crunching.
Yes. Thomas is crunching.
Thomas. Purdy's.
Thomas crunching and Purdy crunching.
Yes.
Has she finished her food?
Just try this food.
Yes, she's ready to go out again, isn't she? Well, while I open the door to let Purdy off, I'll shake this duster. What colour's the duster, Thomas?
Yellow. Red.
It's got red stitching on the side, hasn't it?
Red stitch.
Red stitch. Red stitching.
What's your machine?
What's your machine? I think the machine's gone past now, Tonna. It might have to come back down this side of the road, though, to check the lamps on this side.
Lamps. A baby too. Hello.
noise that the machine makes?
And then Damien.
And what do you think you'd be doing today with Grandma and Grandad? Do you think you'll be going out in Grandad's car?
Grandad, fish. Fish.
Fish?
No.
No? I don't think you'll be seeing any fish.
No.
Will you be going to the shops?
Fish.
Fish? And you probably go for a walk, and Grandad usually takes you to the duck pond to see the ducks, doesn't he?
And then the water on the rabbits.
That's right, yes. The ducks on the water. That's called a pond. A duck.
Machine!
Whoops. Oh, here he is. He's coming back. Look, to check the lamps on this side of the road.
Lemon?
Yes. That lorry is the same colour,
neighbor.
Green and white, as the lorry that collects the rubbish on Mondays. And the men are wearing the same green clothes. And guess what colour your pyjamas are?
Yellow.
No, they're green. Which is quite funny, because when the men came the other day, you were wearing green shorts.
Bye-bye.
It's a very fancy machine, isn't it?
Lemon? Where's the rat? Lemon?
Yes?
Truck doing.
What's the truck doing? Well, we can't see now, but you must be checking the lamps.
Further down
the street. The children are getting ready to go to school as well.
Ah! A building.
Would you like some toast or some bread, Thomas?
A few more sandwiches.
No, that wasn't what I asked. Would you like some toast or bread?
Two pears.
You don't want any bread. I bet you do when you see it.
Two more sandwiches. Two more.
When you say two pears, you usually mean an apple, don't you? What's that noise? Oh, is it the train? Can you see the little boy?
Yes.
Going to school. What's his name? Liam.
Liam. Blue one.
The little girl's called Georgia, isn't she?
Georgia.
But it's not the Georgia whose christening we went to the other day, is it? This is a different Georgia. This Georgia's a much bigger girl than baby Georgia. The cornflake packet making a crunchy sound. They're crunchy to eat and they're crunchy to get in and out of the box, aren't they?
Mind the train,
yes I will. Slicing some bread, but don't worry, I won't hurt the train.
Crunch!
Yes, this is making a crunchy sound. This is a very crusty loaf, isn't it? I don't think I'm using the right knife to cut that, Thomas. I'll just go and get the bread knife. That's the bread knife, it's a different shape.
A white one.
A white one, yes, it's a white loaf of bread, isn't it? We sometimes have brown, don't we?
Roll it.
Looks like Sue's going to work now. She's just coming out of her door.
Timmy.
Can you see Sue?
No, Sue. Green one, blue one, pink one.
Green one, blue one, pink one.
Yes.
What are you talking about, Smarties? Would you like bread on its own? Or would you like it toasted?
Oh, and the jam on.
With jam on? But Sue's reversing her car now. You see it going backwards. The lights have come on, haven't they?
Bye-bye Sue. To Monty's.
Oh, she's gone now. Bye-bye Sue. We saw the other Sue who used to live next door to us last night, didn't we?
Yes.
Sue and Andy came back to see if there'd been any post for them.
No.
And they came in the big truck, didn't they?
Yes.
They didn't have the doggies with them. They came on their own. They didn't bring the three dogs, did they?
No. Not that time.
Pardon?
Not that time. Not that.
No?
Not that time.
Sorry, Thomas, I can't tell what you're saying.
No
shoes on. Oh, I don't understand what you're telling me.
Not that. Not this.
I keep hearing the radio upstairs. I don't know what's the matter with it. I keep turning it off and it keeps coming back on. I think Mummy must be pressing the wrong button.
Yes. Green one, black one.
You had toast yesterday morning when we went out, didn't you? At the playgroup? Yes, you had blackcurrant juice and two slices of toast.
Yes.
And then we had a cup of tea and one slice of toast.
Drink.
Sonia and Isabel were there, weren't they?
First me.
Yes.
Yes. What?
Have you taken your bib off?
Yes.
Are you putting it back on now? Putting it over your head?
No.
No, you don't want the bib on. That's alright, I don't think you really need it, do you?
Machine!
More machines? No, I don't think there are any more machines now. The only thing that hasn't been today is the big green lorry.
And then we'll watch the baby then.
Well, you can watch Pippin a little bit later.
Wash and down.
No, not to wash and down yet. No, you've had some cornflakes and some bread, but you've not had any fruit. I'll just peel you an apple. And you can eat that.
Two pairs.
And then perhaps it's time to get down from the table. We'll go and get your nappy changed.
Yes.
Put some clean clothes on.
Yes.
And then Mummy's going to go to work.
What?
We'll have to go up into the bathroom to have a shower.
Shower.
And put some smart clothes on.
Yes.
Because Mummy has to... Oh. Smoke coming out of the toaster. Mummy has to be smart when she goes to work, doesn't she? Okay. I can be quite scruffy when I'm at home.
Yes.
Because I'm usually running around after you. But when I go to work, I've got to go looking smart.
Not.
So Mummy will go upstairs and have a shower, put some clothes on and put some makeup on. And you can perhaps sit and watch Pippin or Po while I'm doing that.
So, baby, Yes.
They put on like Grandma or Grandad over here, won't they?
What's on there, Big Nan?
Mummy will try and get the washing up done before Grandma arrives. Oh, those shorts look very dirty, don't they?
Crumbs. Crumbs.
Yes, I think it looked more like you'd spilt peas on it from your meal last night.
Yes.
Just wondering what we should dress you in instead. I think we've got some green shorts, haven't we, that go with that t-shirt?
I'll watch a bit of Baby Man.
Yes, well, you can watch them later, Thomas.
A zebra. A downer down in them.
Just a moment, let's have an apple first.
Not apple, no. A pear. No. No.
Oh, he's blowing the nose. What should she have said? Excuse me. What did Thomas say yesterday? When you made that rude noise? What did you say?
No.
He said, excuse me.
No apple.
Oh, I thought you liked apple.
No. No apple.
Well, I'm going to peel it and cut it anyway. Have you seen Purdy outside? She's looking through the fence. I think she must be able to see Molly or Felix or Tiddles. Do you think Purdy minds the trees?
No.
Oh, I think she does. I think Purdy's quite careful in the garden, really, don't you?
Yes.
And if the weather stays nice, she'll be able to play in the garden later with Grandma and Grandad.
I think
she can kick the football, but you've got to mind the trees. You look a little bit uncomfortable, are you all right?
Yes. There.
You'd like a little bit of peel?
Yes.
There you are. What do you say?
Do.
Thank you.
Do.
Thank you. Does that taste funny on your tongue? That tastes funny.
Yeah.
Pardon me, what do you say? What do you say, Thomas?
Oh dear me.
Oh dear me. What about excuse me, please? Excuse me, please. There we are, that's the apple peel. Now I'll just rinse it under the tap. There you are, sweetheart.
A big wow-wow one.
Yes, you're looking at my nightshirt. It's got pictures of a dog and some cats, hasn't it?
Yes. A saw.
Sore?
Yes.
Were you sore? Were your hand or your finger? What sort of this?
Finger.
Your finger?
Yeah.
Oh dear, did it feel sore when you touched it with the apple? Did it sting a little bit? Mummy's going to put marmalade on her toast. was something else that Auntie Mabel had... Oh, picked up what I thought was the margarine. And it's some baked beans in a margarine tub. We had baked beans yesterday, didn't we? Yeah. And what was left when we put in an empty margarine tub? I picked it up by mistake now, thinking it was the margarine. This is the margarine. Auntie Mabel and Pippin visited a factory where they made marmalade a few weeks ago, didn't they? They went to Spain to look at the oranges growing.
Shining.
It was shining, that's right, the sun was shining, wasn't it? Are we going to Spain later on in the year?
Marmalade.
Are we going on an aeroplane?
Power taxi.
Poe in a taxi?
Yes.
Yes, well, I think we better take Poe with us to Spain, don't you?
Yes.
I think she would like a holiday.
A taxi?
Yes, well, if we get a taxi from Paris to the airport, Poe will come in the taxi with us, won't she? But we'll be going up in the sky, won't we? In a big aeroplane. And let's hope the sun's still shining when we get there. We've got to get you some more swimming trunks before we go on holiday. Because the ones that you wear for swimming are a little bit too small now because you've grown into a big boy, haven't you? We've not been swimming for a long time. You like splashing in the water, don't you? And you've got sunglasses and you've got plenty of hats and shorts and t-shirts.
Yes.
And sandals.
Yes.
And suntan cream.
Yes.
We'll have to start thinking about packing our bags, won't we? It's perhaps a little bit early yet to do anything about it. Does the apple taste good?
Crunch!
Is that crunchy as well? You've had crunchy cornflakes and the bread crunched when we cut into it and now you're eating a crunchy apple.
Mine's coming,
and my machine. Yes, he's not got a machine, he's just walking along, isn't he? You're rubbing your eyes, you still look sleepy. Did you come into our bed this morning?
No.
Sorry. Mummy and Daddy's bed. It was about 6 o'clock this morning. You were crying, weren't you? You must have had a bad dream. Was Thomas crying?
What?
You were a bit upset, weren't you?
Yeah.
Had you had a bad dream?
No.
Because when we lifted you into our bed, you went straight back to sleep, didn't you?
Yes.
I think you were still tired.
Dance
round and round. Are you going with your finger round and round the pieces of apple?
Yeah.
Your finger dancing around and around the apple?
Then, peel, peel.
A little bit of peel, yes.
Nice.
Not nice?
No.
No, well, I keep trying to tell you shouldn't eat the peel, but every time I peel an apple, you insist on having some.
And every day
you have some, and every day you tell me it's not nice.
Nice.